All right, Washington State coach Ken Bone has joined us, and the Cougars are home taking on Oregon State on Wednesday and Oregon on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Hi, Ken. Wondered how you think the new schedule has played, especially the unique travel opportunities. And is that something that needs to be tweaked, or is it kind of something you guys just will live with?
Well, we're 2-9 right now, so I haven't given it a whole lot of thought. I've been thinking about our next opponent and opponents, and you know, as far as the schedule, it's not going to be changed right now this year, so I'm not too concerned about it. I believe it. There's a lot of parity within the schedule. I think they did the best they could to make it fair for all parties. And as long as that's been done, I'm fine with the way it is. At the end of the year, I'll get a better chance to look at it, and if it's tweaked a little bit, I'm sure it'll be tweaked for the betterment of all programs. So I'd be fine with that too.
Yeah, I would just kind of speaking generally, I guess, if you looking back on it, maybe there might be some tweaks available.
Well, the Wednesday-Saturday situation where we've, for our program, and I think some others, have chartered to the first opponent, the first game, and then after the game, charter back so guys can be in class the next couple of days, and then you head out again on the weekend to play the other game. I think there's pros and cons to that. Academically, it's been a great situation, but you feel a little bit rushed, I think, on the other end. This last weekend was the first time we went, and we just stayed put. And we played USC, and then we stayed in L.A. and played UCLA 2 days later. That didn't work out too well for us, so it's been difficult for us either way.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for talking about it.
Yep, you're welcome.
Your next question comes from Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, is it as simple to lump a lot of your problems on just sort of not going into the season with a clear idea of the point guard spot and to just have that guy nailed down as opposed to pushing people or, you know, having people at that spot that's not really their natural position?
Well, there's no doubt it was bad timing, and there's no doubt that there's been situations where I think, you know, speaking of Reggie Moore, it would have been very helpful to have a fourth-year senior starter in the game in critical times. So it definitely hasn't helped the situation, and it probably would have helped to have a guy out there that has great experience and pretty good success at dealing with those situations.
Mm-hmm. And then just lately, have you been able to put a finger on what's going on with Brock? Is it just more of teams are saying, we're going to take him out and live with everything else?
That's what it looks like to me. The bigger concern is stopping Brock Modum. And fortunately for us, some of those other kids are starting to step up and play pretty good ball. Now, in our program, we need most every one of them to play good ball on any given night to give ourselves a chance to win. But I do think as of late, Mike Ladd's had his good nights. Devontae Lacy, Royce Woolridge, even though the weekend DJ Shelton didn't score it well, but he had double-figure rebounds, I think, both games, and 6 assists the last game. So he's doing some good things too.
Then just as you approach these last 7 games here, the message is what? Is it to, I don't know, is it to play for pride? Is it to, hey, look, we still can get something done with this season? Just what is it that you're sort of
doing? Whenever you have a conference tournament at the end of the season, it still gives your team hope. And if we had no conference tournament at the end, it'd be pretty difficult, I think, to keep coming back to practice and, you know, keep those goals alive. But and I also think if we'd been blown out a few different games in, you know, within our conference, it might get very difficult. But I think our guys continue to come to practice. Their attitudes are good. Their work ethic is good, and I think it's shown on the court. But that has not transpired into wins, which is frustrating. But we're just taking it as a staff. We're taking it one day at a time, trying to get better, and one game at a time.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it, Ken. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
You bet.